Okay, today's daf is daf chaf hey. So we got five lines down. After the parentheses, the Gemara had presented the shitas of Rebbe and Rav, whether or not you have to have edim about the kol or just rumors would be sufficient. So Rav felt that you need an edim to testify that there's some edei tumah, and Rebbe said no, even if it's just strange things going on that indicated some evidence that something was going on, that's enough of grounds to divorce them. So Rav, the Gemara says, five lines down, v'hilchasa kivasa de Rav, v'hilchasa kivasa de Rebbe, you passing like both of them, which of course is a kasha, hilchasa, how do you passing like both? They say the complete opposite. And so the Gemara answers, lo kasha, there is no contradiction, it's two different scenarios. Ha de bekala de pasik, Habakala de lo pasuk. One is where the rumors stop, and one is where the rumors don't stop. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes de pasuk shiyata kol acher lomer shekerhu halaz. So if that's a situation whereby the rumors stop, so then you would need edim to indicate that they're really tamik. Because if the rumors stop, that means we don't really rely on the rumors. So only if they're edim will we pass. That's how we pass rava. But if the kala does not stop, if the rumors continue to go, that actually assumes that indicates that there must be the rumors are really true, and we would accept that as good grounds of divorce. So Gemara then says, and again, habakala de pasuk, habakala de lo pasuk, kala de lo pasuk, v'leke edim. If the situation whereby the kala does not stop and there are no edim, Rebbe, we hold like Rebbe, like I just said before, that if it doesn't stop, that indicates that the rumors are probably true. But if it's a kala de pasuk, if it's a rumor that actually stops, ve'ike edim, so even though the rumors dissipate, but there are edim, we rely on the edim, that's like the shita of Rav. So Gemara now says, ve'kala de lo pasuk ad kama. So how do you define what's a rumor that doesn't stop, that has to last forever, has to be the front headlines forever? So what's a kala de lo pasuk ad kama? Amar bai, amri li aim, his mother told me, domi demas, which Rashi says, domi demas are chashud de ha'ir, those who, gossip, the gossipers, or maybe even referring to people who are people are suspect about. So who was it, what does that mean? Domi demas, yoma upalga, a day and a half, if it's front headlines for a day and a half, that's considered a long time. News changes every single day. But if it goes a day and the next day as well, that's a pretty good indicator that these rumors are actually true. The low amen is only true, Ella. The low pasuk bene ubene. It's only true if nothing stops. This is the front headlines for 36 hours straight. Aval pasuk bene bene ha pasuk. If it was the front headlines and then the afternoon it changed headlines and the next day it came back to the original headlines, even though it was over the course of 36 hours, but if things change, the topic change, so that's going to be considered a stop, and that doesn't work. It has to be 36 consecutive hours. I don't know how you define this. I'm just talking about news for us. I don't know in those times what the news looked like, how often it came out. So I don't know how you define what is considered uninterrupted rumors, but it has to be 36 hours of uninterrupted rumors. So the Gemara then says, "V'lo amrin elo dila pasuk machmas yira." It's only true if it doesn't stop because of fear. Of a pasuk machmas yira, so if it stops because of fear, they're scared of the person who's involved. He's a bully. So the machmas yirhu. It's only stopped because they were scared of the individual who they're talking about. But had not been for that, the rumors would have continued. So you have to understand why the rumors stopped. Did it stop because the rumors were really baseless, or maybe it stopped because of some external reason, because of this fear factor? And moreover, v'lo amrin elo dileka oivim. It's only true if the guy who the rumors are about has no enemies. About ika'e oivim, if he has enemies, oivim hu da'afkile lakala. Then we're suspect that it's not really true. His enemies made them up about him. It has to be where the guy is an innocent guy, he's a friendly guy, and rumors start coming out. So that's only when it's going to be a concern. But if the guy's got enemies, we assume that his enemies put together these rumors and motzi laws on him, and we can't trust what was being said. Okay, fine. Gemara now says, Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah tells us over there, Mishnah in Maseches Gittin. It says that, Hamoti esa isho mishum shemra lo yachser. Let's say there is shemra about his wife had done something inappropriate, and he says, I'm going to divorce her, and he explains, I'm divorcing because the moti shemra, because of what I heard. So the din is, mishum or mishum neder, moti esa isho mishum shemra lo yachser, he can't remarry her. Why? Because let's say he finds out that the original rumor about his wife was actually wrong, was sheker. So now he's going to regret ever divorcing her, and if he regrets ever divorcing her, that might undo the get that was originally given. His wife now married somebody else, and that's going to ruin everything. So we say, if you're divorcing her because of motzi shemra, you must make a nether that you can't marry her ever again. Lo yachzer, not make a nether, but lo yachzer, you can't ever remarry her. Similarly, the Mishnah says there, if it's mishum neder, lo yachzer, if You say, I can't stay married to her because of the nedarim that she took. I can't handle the nedarim. You can't remarry her. Why not? Because maybe the wife is going to have to get a divorce. She's going to go to a chacham. The chacham is going to be mad to the nether. And then you, as the old husband, are going to say, wait a second. Had I known that you could be made for the nether, I would have stayed married to her. He regrets giving the get in the first place. And then if she gets married to somebody else, maybe she's really attached to the first husband. So these are two different scenarios whereby if you do it on these grounds, he can never remarry her after. It's lo yachsir. So now, in light of what we've been discussing the past day or so, asks the Gemara, these two scenarios where we say lo yachsir, what would the din be? Shalach le rabba bar huna, le rabba bar Rav Nachman. Ilamdenu rabbeinu kanas mao she yetziv. Rebbe, teach us, what would the din be if they got married anyways? Would they have to get divorced? It says lo yachsir. So if they do get married, can they stay married or no? So Amar Lei, it's a Mishnah. Mishnah we saw yesterday, or was it yesterday, 2 days ago. Amar Lei Tanina, hanitan al eishes ish. If a person, there was a Boel, and there were rumors about him on Yeshizish, and then she got divorced from the initial husband, and the Boel marries, you're not allowed to marry this the Yeshizish now, even though she's single. Even if the Boel were to marry this woman, they have to get divorced. So here's, well, it should be no different. Whenever the Mishnah says, lo yachzir, afilu im kanas, it should be motzi. So in the case of the husband and the motzi shemra, the nether, he would have to divorce her even if he were to get married. That was the first suggestion. And the words, amr le, mi dami, how can you compare the case of the Mishnah of motzi shemra, nether, to the Mishnah of nitana eshizish? Hasama hotziuha, hacha hotzia. There, by the case of Nitan Ish, there Bezdin forced them to get divorced because it was a Boel, so they can't stay married. And therefore, if they were to get married, we force them to get divorced. But the case of Motzi Shemra, the din is he decided to divorce her. Bezdin didn't make him divorce her. He said, I'm divorcing her based on Motzi Shemra. I'm divorcing her based on Nedarim. That was his own decision. So granted, Bezdin says, if you divorce her, don't get remarried. But the initial divorce wasn't based in, they weren't forcing him to do so. And therefore, in this case, if he were to get remarried to the Motzi Shemra, another woman, he can actually stay married, maybe. So the Gemara says, for Rabba, by Rav Nachman, Masnis and Nami, Hotzia Tanan. So, how Rabbi Rav Nachman, we saw yesterday, he said, no, our Mishnah by Nitan Ish is also a case of Hotzi. Not Hotzi Uha, not where Bezin forced him, but Hotzi. And Rashi points out, this is the machlokas, whether or not there were Edim there or not Edim. If there were Edim in our Mishnah of Nitan Al Eshizish, then that's Bezin Hotzi Uha. If there were no Edim, that was the Baal on his own, he's a Hotzia, he decided to divorce her. So, if you say our Mishnah from yesterday's Daf was a case of no Edim, and the husband on his own volition decided to divorce her, Totsia, then you could compare the case of Nitan al Eshizish to the case of Motzi Shemra. And just like Nitan al Eshizish, im kanas Motzi, so too you would say the same thing by Motzi Isha. But if you say again, the Mishnah of yesterday, Nitan al Eshizish is Hotzi Uha, Api Bezdim, that's a very different case of the Isha Motzi Shemra case. So Gemara now says, Vakati, still, even if you want to have the girsa of Hotzia, The Baal on his own decided to divorce her. So still, you can't compare the cases. The different scenarios here. The case of Motzi Shemra, the case of Nether, is where the husband himself is divorcing and perhaps remarrying her. The case of Nitan Aishish, referring to the Boel, who is marrying the Aishish and divorcing from her. That's a different person we're talking about. So the Gemara is Amar Lei, Shaper Dami Hadadim. Okay, Eitna Hanami, the subject is different, but in the end of the day, the halacha applies. Why should halacha be equal, even though one's the Baal and one's the Bo? In the end of the day, the underlying point here is, Hacha Amar Rabbanan Lo Yichnos, by the case of the Nitan Eshish, the din is that the Boel can't get married. Vim Kanas Yotzi, if he were to get married, we make him get divorced. Hacha Nami, here by the Motzi Shemra, another case, Amar Rabbanan Lo Yachsa, don't remarry him, her. So again, even though one's Baal, one's Baal, in the end of the day, both scenarios are where Rabbanan say, don't marry her, and if you do marry her, the result will be the same, you have to get divorced. And Gemara says, Lohi, not true. You cannot make this equation. Gemara goes back and forth, it's like a ping pong game here. Not true. Even though you're right, both cases are where the rabbis say, don't get married, but still they're very different. Because Hasam over there, by the case of the Nitan al Eshizish, if the Boel were to marry the Eshizish, it's actually going to be pretty bad. Why would it be pretty bad? Because Alume al Malakala, it's going to reinforce the initial rumors. And people are going to say, oh, that's the Boel. Remember that Boel, that whole mice with him and the Eshizish a few years ago? And now they're married with each other? That's going to bring about terrible stories, terrible rumors. So that case, we say, Im Yachzir, we have to Motzi. Im Kanas Motzi. However, this case, hacham, but hacha here in the case of moti shema and nether, if they were to get married anyways, kambe bekalav lesser, there's no rumors are going to start. It was his original wife, his first wife. It's not going with the great people talking. Just look what Rashi writes. Rashi writes the last eight narrow lines or so. Vlohi. Hasam over there who kishikarnas boel, alume alma lakol arishon, it's going to reinforce the initial rumors. Shemes hayahalaz. Oh, remember a few years ago that maisa with this guy and the married woman? Oh, those must be true because now they're married. That would be a terrible thing. Aval hacha here, kishikhazir bao, with the husband remarries his original wife, betula bat lakala. People are going to stop talking about it. It's normal. It wasn't so crazy. Okay, he divorced her, moti shema, he got me married, must be it was all fake. And the damrinan midachzira, from the fact that they remarried, kimle bakala chazer badik bakorish, he must have investigated, he researched the original rumors about his wife and the moti shema, shel shema, but moti shema must be not, they must not have happened, and that's why they remarried him back together, and it's going to actually cause the rumors to go away, as opposed to, again, the nitan eshidish is going to reinforce rumors, which would be terrible. Fine, that's the gemara.
Is the shemra the same as nitan without Aden? Is that the same thing?
That's what it seems like, exactly. And it's also that the Baal, it can't be, if they're Edom, that's a whole other story. Then he's not allowed to remarry. It must be a situation where there are no Edom and just rumors are going out.
So just different phrases. One Mishnah calls it Nitan and another Mishnah.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so now the Mishnah tells us that Hamevi get mimidinas hayam, a person who delivers a get from overseas to a wife, Amar b'fani nechtam, like we saw in the Mishnah Mesachas Gittin, you have to say that. When you come from Chutzarts, you have to say you saw this written, it was in front of you, it was written and signed in front of you, Lashma and everything. The din is Lo Yisa es Ishto. That person, the Shliach himself, the one who delivers it, may not marry this woman, this girl. Why not? Says Rashi, first wide line down, a medium wide line down in Rashi, Lo Yisa es Ishto, Hova Dibur Samchin. We're trusting his Dibur now. So maybe he's making this holding up because he wants to marry this woman. So he says, here's a get, I'm delivering the get, and now he marries her the next day? Something sounds fishy there, so the shliach himself may not marry this girl. So then the Mishnah says, and mace, if a person testifies that he knows this husband dies, or heraktiv, or he says, I killed this husband, or heragnuhu, we killed this husband, lo yisas isha, he can't marry her, because we think maybe he's making it up that he died or killed him. So therefore he can't marry her. Rabbi Yehuda, we trust him that it happened that she can marry somebody else, but she can't marry this particular aide. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Heraktiv Los Tinase, Ishto, if he says, I killed him, the husband, he can't marry her, because we're trusting on his Dibur entirely. But if he says, Haragnu, if he says, we killed him, then Tinase Ishto, then he actually can marry her, because he was amongst the murderers, and then we're going to see in Amud Beis that doesn't mean he actually killed him. He says, I was with them when I saw these people kill him, but I didn't actually kill him. So if he was the murderer himself, so then he can't marry. We're trusting his word. But if he was just amongst the murders but didn't actually kill him, Rabbi Yehuda says you're actually allowed to, that person who delivered the testimony can actually marry this particular woman. Fine. So just look at Rashi. Rashi writes two medium wide lines down that Mace Heraktiv Heragnu, he died, I killed him, we killed him. Lo Yisas Isho, he can't marry this woman that since he testified that the husband died. Hova Al Eduso, he, Nises, that based on his own testimony, she could get remarried. Ika lazus fasayim, people are going to start talking about Shema Einav Nasan. Oh, the guy who testified is now marrying her. Something strange going on. They check, he made the whole thing up, and people are going to start talking terrible rumors. We want to do whatever we can to avoid all types of rumors. Aval says, Rashi, la'acher, Tina says she can marry somebody else. The isha nisis beidecha. We're going to learn a lot at the end of the Masechta, that although in general you require two aidim, when it comes to an aguna case, we trust even one aid to testify that a husband died. One aid's enough. Not only is one aid, but even the quality of the aid, even we would trust a woman or an eved to testify that a husband, in fact, died. So now look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Taima de Medina Sayama Dala Kasamchin, and only because this guy came from overseas, we have to say the words Bifane Nechtam, we entirely rely on him, and that's why since we're relying on him, he can't also marry this woman after giving her the get. Aval me Eretz Yisrael, if he delivered a get from Eretz Yisrael, the Lav Aleha Kasamchin, and we're not trusting on him, because from Eretz Yisrael you don't have to say the words Bifane Nechtam. The get itself speaks for itself. You don't need him. He just delivers it. He's a delivery boy. But he's not the one we're trusting here. In that case, Aval me Eretz Yisrael, the Lav Aleha Kasamchinana, Yisas Ishto, he would be allowed to marry the woman to whom he's delivering the get to. V'ha Meis, But wait a second. The mace, when he says, I saw that the husband died, Dilav ala kisamchinan, we're not trusting on him. Why are we not trusting him? Because the Gemara tells us, Damar mar isha daika uminsa. So the halacha is, when a person testifies that a husband died, we're not saying she could get married because he said that he died. Rather, when the woman hears this, she's going to do her own research. Wait a second, maybe Taka did die. And she'll call this person, email that person, write a letter to that person. And she does her own investigation, and she's really trusting on herself, not on him. He just got her to think about this, to consider this this possibility. So it's really trusting her on herself, not him. So in that case, maybe if he says he died, so he should be able to marry the woman. And the Gemara says, "V'katani yet lo yisas isha," but he can't marry her even when he says that she died, that he died rather. Gemara says, "No, hacha hasam leka kaksava hacha ikasava." There's a difference. When the guy delivers the get from Eretz Yisrael, we don't need him at all for any type of an emunus. He's just delivering the get. It could be anybody delivering the get. He just delivers the get, and there's a ksav that tells us everything. It's mochiach everything. The proof is all in the paper itself. When the guy says that the husband died, so yes, we don't entirely rely on him because she does her own research, but we're partially relying on him that he died to allow her to do the research afterwards. And since we're depending on him even slightly, we can't let him go ahead and marry this woman if he testifies that he died. The Tanna, the Mishnah says, Ma ben get lemisa. What's the difference between a get versus a misa? Obviously, the difference is Shekhsav Mochiach. The get is more evidence because it's written and their Adam is more evidence than one person saying that the husband died. And that's the difference between a get and there to sell versus misa. Gemara now says in the bottom, last 6-7 lines or so of the Almadir, Mace, Hiragtiv Hargnu, Lo Yisas Isha. If he testifies that he died, I killed him, we killed him, he cannot marry this woman. So Gemara says, Who knew? Niu Dilo, Yisas Isha. Granted, he's not allowed to marry the woman because we're trusting his word. Hola Achar Tinase, but to somebody else, she would be able to get married. We trust his Adis, but just not for himself to marry her. So the Hamar Rav Yosef, doesn't Rav Yosef say, Ploni Rivani Laonzi, Hu Viachar Mitzdarf. So the halach is that if someone says that so-and-so Rivani, so-and-so, a person had abused me, he harassed me, Rivani, so if it was Laonzi, he was against my will, so Hu Viachar Mitzdarf, he, the victim himself, could be mitzdarf with another person as Adim, and say that the person, this individual, this terrible guy, this Rasha, he did this terrible thing, and we would kill him. So, mitzar from the Hargo. If it was the Tzoni, if he did this willingly, I would agree to this, meaning he himself was part of the Aveira, then a Rasha, who is a Rasha, Vator Amra Al Teshiz Yadcham Rasha, Leos Eid Hamas. You're not allowed to be an aid if you're a Rasha. So how can we trust him? So here as well. How can we trust the person to say, I murdered him? Oh, you say you murdered him, now you trust his aidus that the husband died? He's a Rasha. You can't rely on a Rasha here. So the Chitem, if you're going to tell me, no, shiny aidus, Isha Dakili Berabanim. No, we're Makil. By Adis Isha, we're Makil. Even a Rush is allowed to testify for Adis Isha. In general, we don't trust a Russia. But by Adis Isha, to say that a husband died so that a woman doesn't remain a Guna for the rest of her life, we're Makil to even allow a Russia to testify. That's the suggestion. V'ha'am Rev Menashe. Doesn't pay attention to the people's names, by the way. It's going to be very helpful in the Amar Beis. So Rav Yosef was the first person who said, Ploni Rivani La'onsi is Mutter. L'tzoni, we don't accept him. Because Al Teish is Yadchem Rasha. And here now, Hamar Rav Menashe, what does Rav Menashe say? Says the Gemara on to Amud Beis now. Rav Menashe says, Gazlan de Divreyem Kosher Le'edis, Isha, Gazlan de Divrei Torah Pasul Le'edis. No. Even if we want to be Mekel, Agabe Edis Isha, we're only Mekel if a Rasha is only Rasha on a Dirabana level. He violated Gzela on a Dirabana level. He was Masachik Bukuvi, he was gambling, which is only Gzela Medirabana. That's where we accept a Rasha Midirbanim. But a Rasha Midiraisa, a real Gazlan, a real Rasha, the Tzoni, that we wouldn't accept, the Ramanasha says. So how are we going to accept the words? How could Rav Yehuda say, we could accept the aid when he says he murdered him? So the Gemara says, as follows. Gemara says, Nema Rav Menashe Damar Rav Yehuda. Maybe Rav Menashe holds like Rav Yehuda. Not what? Holds like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda in the Seifa said that he says, if I killed him, he can get married, but if we killed him, he can get married. What does that even mean? So if you look at, where's this Rashi we wanted here? That's a Rashi afterwards. So the klal here is as follows. The Mishnah says that if I killed him, he can get married. Rabbanan say that if he killed him, he can get married. That even if he says, I killed him, the Rotzeach, we trust him. Meaning, they said initially that Rabban hold that we trust his Adis, that was referring to, that was against Rav Menashe. Rav Menashe is the one who says, we don't trust the Gzela Divrei Torah. That's all Rav Menashe's Shita. But maybe that's only in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. But Chachamim, the Tanakhama, holds that we would even accept the Rasha Midiraisa. And that's why he says, even though it's Lirtsoni, even though he was the murderer, we would trust the Eidus. That's the suggestion. And the Gemara says, no. Amalekha Rav Menashe. Menashe says, On Nadamri Afilu Rabbanan. Rav Menashe says, I, who only accept a Rasha Midirbanan for Eidus Isha, but I don't accept a Rasha Midiraisa, even Chachamim will agree to me. How so? Because time of the Rabbanan Hacha Kidirava, Damarava, Adam Karov Etel Atmo, Vein Adam Mesim Atma Rasha. A person is a Karov to himself. A person cannot make himself into Rasha. So when he says, I murdered him, say, ah, he's a Rasha, we don't trust him to make himself a Rasha. So if we don't trust him, how do you rely on his words that he saw the murder of the husband? So the Palkin Dibur, the Gemara, the post can say. In other words, we could split up his words. We trust his words that he was murdered, the husband was murdered, but we don't trust his word that he was the murderer, because he's a murderer against himself. He can't make himself into a Rasha. So that's why we could trust his testimony. That's the understanding of the Rabbanim. So you're right. In Echanami, a Rasha Midiraisa in general, we don't accept, but he's not a Rasha Midiraisa, because the only way we know he's a Rasha Midiraisa is based on his own testimony, and we can't trust his testimony against himself. That's all the Shita of Rav Menashe. Now Rav Yosef, Damar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef must hold like Rabbi Yehuda that no, if he did it Baratzon, we trust his aides about himself, and he's a Rasha, and he can't go ahead and testify. So Gemara says, no, Amalekha Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef, Anandami Afil Rabban. I hold like the Rabbanan. Even Rabbanan will agree that you can trust a Rasha, even though a Rasha could testify about himself. But here, when it comes to shiny Aedis Isha Dakili Barabanam, the Rabbanan are makel by Aedis Isha. So that even though in general, if a guy says Liritoni, it was done willingly, and now I'm a Rasha, and normally we don't accept the Aedis of a Rasha because a person can make himself out to be a Rasha. When it comes to Aedis Isha, we're makel that we trust him even though he's a Rasha of the Raisa. And Rav Menashe, Damar Rav Yehuda, he holds like the other opinion. Either way, there's Machlokes, Rav Yosef, Rav Menashe, how to understand the words of Chacham. Again, do we say Chacham hold that a person cannot make himself into a Rasha? And we say Palginon Dibur, we just accept his words, husband was murdered? Or a person can make himself out to be a Rasha, but the reason why we trust him, even though he's a Rasha, is because we're Mekel when it comes to Eidus Isha. Those are the two understandings of the Gemara. Now, there's a lot to talk about here in terms of Eidus. I'll just share with you just a couple interesting things here. One is the Ritva asks the following question. The Ritva says, wait a second. If we have this aid to aid he himself and somebody else, and the Huva Acher Mistarfum, he said, in the Amin Aleph, the case of Lirtsoni, so then once we don't accept his testimony, shouldn't you say, Nimsa Echad Mehem Karvu Pasol Bal Eidusa? It's a concept. If you have a cat of Edom, and one person is Pasol, that should throw the whole thing out. So if the guy says it was Lirtsoni, we say Lirtsoni and Acher, they can't be Mistarfin for Edus. So not only they're not Mistarfin, the other guy can get another guy, a different two Edom, because now there's a group of the guy himself, and the two Edom, the whole Edus is Batal. So the Ritva asks this question. The truth is the Gemara asks this question similar in the Gemara Machlokes. The Gemara Machlokes says, the only time we apply the dinam nimse echad mehem kar pasul bala edus is if one of the edim are pasul. But the person's a baldover. He's part of the act here. That's not called an aid. He's a baldover. A baldover is not an aid. Only an aid could pasul it. So they point out a different situation that we show them talk about. Let's say the guy wasn't a baldover. But let's say he was no gei be'edus. No gei be'edus. He had some negius involved in the gei, but wasn't a baal davar. Is that no gei be'edus? Would he knock out the entire cut of edus? So there's a rima gashim ba'basha that says a person who's no gei be'edus, he's not trusted as an aid. But not because he's an aid puzzle. An aid puzzle is like a karov is an aid puzzle. A rush is an aid puzzle. A person who's a no gei be'davar, he's not even called an aid. He's not even, it doesn't register as an aid. So you have to be part of that conversation of nimse echem em kar apostle, but le eduso is only true if the guy is an aid and he's an aid apostle. But once he doesn't even make it to be considered an aid, he's the baldavar, he's no geb edus, that does not bvatel. And since this guy who says lirtsoni, he's the baldavar, even though he's apostle, it does not apply. We don't say nimse echem kar apostle, but le eduso. Now, furthermore, when we said above in Chaf Heim Beis that gezel midivrehem, a gezel midiraisa rather, is possible edus, the Rif says it's only true if he's giving edus. But let's say we find it the fitumo. He's having a conversation, and turned out from the conversation that he said he murdered so-and-so, but he wasn't trying to give edus. In that case, if it's mesiach lefitumo, we would actually rely on his words, even though he would be a gazan deraisa, a rasha deraisa. It's only when it's edus don't we accept it, but lefitumo, it actually would be considered acceptable. And based on this, the base mayor writes, that when we said above that the person himself, the aid, who testified that the husband was murdered, he can't marry the woman, the wife now, if the testimony is based on Mesiach Lefitumo, he's having a conversation, and based on that, we said, oh, he died, he actually could marry him. Only when he had Kavanah to give Edis, do we say, oh, he can't marry her. But if it wasn't Kavanah to be Edis, it was Mesiach Lefitumo, then he actually can go ahead and marry the woman. Okay, so let's go further now. Look at Tosos, dear Maskel, actually before that, do a Rashi first. Rashi writes, V'ein other mason. Look at Rashi around seven lines down, narrow lines down. V'ein other mason is asma Rasho. He can't make himself into Rasho, and there's a limitation. It's not always true. Ein other mason is asma Rasho, as a do so, Edus Eta asma Lies Rasho. Ha kaimalon v'hodas piv kame Edim dami, hanimi l'mamona. Ah, we do trust him many times that he owes money. So how can we say, I owe $1,000? Isn't he now, you know, he making himself guilty now? So how can we accept him by mamon and not by by another Avera? So says Rashi, by mamon we accept it. Avala knasa, ula ones, shmalkos, lipsi, pasalo. So we don't trust him to make himself into Rashi when it comes to an Avera that is a penalty or there's a certain punishment of malkos. When it comes to returning money back, we do trust him. Even though he admits he owes money and he lied about it, that much we do trust him, legabe mamonis. Tosa says there's another situation whereby we would trust a person. Even though in general we say a person can't make himself out to be Russia, there's another case where we would trust him. Says Tosa, v'ein other mates of Asma Russia, hainu l'psos Asma to pass himself. Aval neman hu lomer gabe achilas chelev, if he ate chelev. He could say, Mazid Hayisa, I did it on purpose. Ah, isn't it now saying that he did something on a very b'mazid? Isn't it better we should assume b'shogeg? How can he say he did it b'mazid? Now he's saying he's a big Rashi. Did he ate chela b'mazid? That's an Isser Karis. Kedamar b'kriis, because there, d'ein lanu l'kofa l'havi chulun la'zara l'fidvar. What happens is two Edom say, we saw Reuven eat chela. You owe a carbon now. You ate it b'shogeg. He said, no, I didn't do b'shogeg. I did it b'mazid. So if I do b'mazid, there's no carbon if you did it b'mazid. But now if we accept this Edus, so now he's a Rasha. He'd become amazing now. So Gemara says, you're right, but at the end of the day, if he really thinks he did it amazing, we can't force him to now go ahead and bring carbon, because if he's not having a carbon, he's bringing chul in the azara. So that's another scenario whereby we would trust a person to make him out to be a Rasha. Either if it's a case of Dina Mamas, we could trust him, or this case of the carbon of Mazin Hayisi. Now look a little bit further down in this very Tosos. The first word in line is Risha, right halfway down the Tosos. Vim Tomar asks Tosos the following question. Vim Tomar, the Hashta Mashma, the Nirba, Lertzona Apostle Atis. It sounds like if the man himself agreed, he admitted that he had some other man, was a Ba'alav, so he did it Baratzon, so the din is, we would not trust his Atis, his Apostle Atis, because he was involved in a terrible Avera. However, Perek Zeb Boer, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, Iklaman Damer, there's an opinion there, the Chashid Arayos, Kashil Atis, one who is suspect to Arayos is actually, we can trust him. So what's the din about a person who's involved in Arayos? Do we accept his Edus or not? The Gemara says here we don't accept his Edus, he's apostle. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that we do accept the Edus of one who's chashed by Rayos. So Tosa says, V'yei Shlomer, the Hasim over there is bechashed. He's only suspect. But there's no Rayos. Shuparitz, Mesiachin, Harayos. He hangs out with those people who are involved in the Rayos. But lo vade ba'aha erva. But we don't have certainty that he was. This case in the Gemara says, he says he was involved in the Rayos, Bivadai, so then he's an apostle. He's an apostle Edus. But in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there's just a chashad about it. We don't know with certainty, so therefore there's still some room to trust him as an aid. Okay, fine. Well, let's go right now. The Gemara says, to back inside around eight lines down, two dots, Haragtiv, Haragnu, Tinase said, the Rabbi Huda at the end of the Mishnah said, if I killed him, he can't marry. If they say, we killed him, he can marry the woman. What's the difference? Maishna haragtiv, maishna haragnuhu. Amar Rav Yehuda, ba'omer ani ha'isi elim horgav. I was amongst them, but I was not the murderer himself. So that's why he can go ahead and marry this woman. But if he's the one who said he's the singular person who killed him, then he can't marry the woman. So Gemara says, v'hatanya, as a raya, not a kashu, but as a raya, as a proof. Amru lo le Rav Yehuda, the center of Yehuda. Maisa, there's once a maisa. But listen, there's a certain bandit. Shehaya leherag b'megizas kumtakia. He was being taken out to be killed because he was a listim, and in this city called Megizas Kifutka. And Amram, he told the other people who were going to kill him, he said, Lechu, please do me a tova. Lechu, go out. Amrulay, tell the wife of Ashes Shimon ben Kohen, Ani herakti as Baila. I killed her husband. An event happened a few years ago, and it said, I'm going to be killed now, so let me do me a favor. Tell that wife that many years ago I killed her husband, and she's single. So that was the din. So Gemara says, "B'knisasi laLud," and he explains where he killed him. When we're going to Lud together, I murdered him. Or Amrile, others say "B'knisasi laLud," or when he's going to Lud. Okay, different versions how it went. But either way, before he himself was going to be killed because he was a listim, he said, "Go tell the wife of so and so I killed her husband many years ago, and she's free to go." V'siyas ishto, and they can marry his wife. So Amr lehem. So Misham Rai, so how could you do this? How could you trust in this? So Amr lehem Misham Rai, from there's a raya. B'omer Ani, so we trust the Rasha there. In other words, we trust the Rasha to say he's going out to be killed. He's a listim. He's a Rasha, and we trust him. So Gemara says Misham Rai, from there you have a raya. B'omer Ani Ha'isi Emehargav. There is not where he murdered him. He was amongst the murderers. I saw him murdered, but I didn't actually kill him. We're amongst the murderers. Gemara says V'hal listim Katani. But don't we call this guy listim? The guy who's going out to be killed now, he's a listim. So we assume he was the murderer, not watching the murders, but he was a murderer himself. So Gemara says, no, he wasn't really a listim. Shenit basaide listios. He was being accused of listis. He himself wasn't really a robber. They accused him of being a robber, but he really had nemanus. We trust him. So he's able to rely on the fact that he saw that her husband killed. But wasn't he being taken out to be killed? Must be he did something wrong. He wasn't a good guy. He was a listim. He was being murdered. So Gemara says, no, Beidina Dovdi Kacham. He's being taken out by non-Jewish Bezdin to the Daika Vakali. They don't really pay attention. If there's any excuse to kill someone, they kill the person. There are rumors that this guy was a listim. But in the end of the day, the reason why we could trust this guy is not because he's a Rasha. He's rather a good guy, and he's trying to help out the wife along the way. So there's no real riot from that particular case. But either way, we see this line that's mentioned along the way here, that when he says, Ani Ha'isim Hargav, means not that I killed him, but I was amongst the murderers, the one who did kill him, here as well. The Mishnah Maseches Yevamos talks about Haragnu, I was amongst the murderers, but not the actual murderer, and that's why not only do we trust him, but he could also go ahead and marry this particular woman. So Gemara now says, the Mishnah tells us as follows, HaChacham, She'aser es ha'isha b'neder, abayla, hareza lo yisena. So let's say the husband says, the woman made a nether, and the husband said that they went to the Chacham to try to be made for the nether. So the Chacham said, there's no way out. I can't end it. She made a net that she's asked to the husband, and try to be made for it, doesn't work. So she's asked to the husband forever. And the Chacham said, I can't find the way out. I'm sorry. So now the husband and wife gets divorced. So we can't allow the Chacham to marry the wife because we're a suspect. Maybe he made it, he didn't find the heter because he wanted them to get divorced so he can marry the lady. So we don't let this Chacham marry the woman. The Mishnah says further, Miana, O Shechal Tzibafanav, Yisanu Mipnei Shi Bezin. But let's say there are three Dayanim. And they officiate a miyun, they officiate a chalitza, so now the woman is free to go. So one of the dayanim is allowed to actually marry the woman. So that's the difference. So the first case is a chacham may not marry, but the bezdin, a person of the bezdin, can marry the woman who goes free. So what's the difference? So the Gemara explains, ha'i tira yisanu. But let's say the chacham permits the wife. He undoes the nether. So now the wife can stay married to the original husband. And let's say they get divorced sometime after, then the halacha would be that he can marry her because he said they could stay married. He got rid of the nether. So Gemara says, ha, hitira, yinase. But Mayaskin, what's the case here? Ilema bachad. If it's one person, one chacham who's matir the nether from the wife to the original husband, bachad mi matzi matir. Could one die and be matir? Nether, you need three dayanim. Ha'amar rav, amar rabbi chibar, abin amar rabbi amar, tana, hataras nadarm, and bishlosh, you need three people. So it can't be where one chacham was matir her nether. Ella must be b'tzlasa. So if the three, well, mi chashida, if there are three dayanim who are matir, so why you chashida that one of them was trying to do something, so then, Why are you assuming that one person was involved in the bezin? When there's a bezin, any three can marry her. Hatzan the sefer the Mishnah says bishlosha miana or bishchalza b'fanav yisana b'pneishu bezin. So if there's a bezin that who matir that they would be allowed. So the din is that no liolam b'chad. Really true. This is one chacham. One chacham was matir the nether of the woman. Allow them to stay married. Kedam Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yochanan, b'yachad mumcha. Hachanan b'yachad mumcha. So where yachad is a mumcha. He's a big expert. He's a big bucky in halachas of Nadarm, halachas of Choshu Mishpah and whatnot. So normally you need three people for bezin. But when you have an exceptional person like a yachad mumcha, even he can be matir. The din is that although the chacham said he cannot be mefer the nether of the woman, he had to get divorced, he can't marry her if he was matir the nether and she became single later. He can marry the woman because there's no chashad from the first place. Now the Gemara says, Miana o shechalta. Let's say the Bezdin said they allowed the Mian case, which means that she was got free, she was able to end the relationship as a katan, or as the chalita, then any dayan can actually marry the woman. The time of the Bezdin, only if it was a Bezdin of three people, would we allow one of them to marry her. Habitrei, if it was two, we wouldn't allow. We wouldn't allow. If there are two Dayanim and a Bezdin, that we wouldn't allow. So Maishna, Mehadatan, the Mishnah says, Eidma chasumin ala sada mekach, val get isha, lo chashu chacham ledavar zeh. If there are two Eidim who sign on a document of a property sale or on a get, we're not choshish for the chacham. Look where the chacham are not choshish for this. Look at Rashi. Lo chashu chacham ledavar zeh. Lomar, lo yichu shuv sada zeh min alokech. We don't say that, let's say they sign that Reuven sold to Shimon. So now we say, oh, maybe the Edom shouldn't buy from Shimon because maybe they tried having Reuven sell to Shimon so they could do a sale from Shimon. No, we don't trust it's going to happen. When two people are there, two people don't try to make such a situation. One person we don't trust. Two Edom sign that Reuven sold it to Shimon. One Edom can afterwards go buy from Shimon. We're not choshes for anything. So further says Rashi, V'cheina Eid shall get lo yisa se'isha. So too when it comes to Aid, who says this woman is divorced, we don't say, oh, the aid can't marry her now that she's single. Because once there are two people involved, we don't think they're trying to make some situation up here. If it's one person, fine. But two people, no. So how come our Mishnah says only when there's a bezdin of three people? So we say that any dayan could marry. But if it's implying if there are only two people in a situation, we wouldn't allow them. But clearly the Mishnah says to aid him, one aid can marry the woman, even though he signed on her get. So Gemara says, so he gufa kamashalan de la fuge mi mandamar miyun bifne shnaim kamashalam miyun bishloshim. No. The reason why they said a bezdin of three here is not because we're saying that two people wouldn't be trusted, one of the two. Rather, this is a different halacha. There's a machlokas we're going to see. How many dayanim are necessary in order to perform a miyun? Do you need three or do you need two? So our Mishnah says here, you need a full bezdin of three people. Two isn't sufficient. It's not trying to talk about one person versus two people. No, you're great. Two Edim, one Ed of the get can marry. In a Hanami. But the focus here is we're trying to prove that when it comes to Miyun, you need a full bezin of three people. That was the focus here, not to make a dig about two people. So now the Gemara says, we'll finish off with this. Ibai Lahu, Kanas Mao Shiyotzi. What would the din be? We said in this mission above that a Chacham asked a wife through the nether. The din is he's not allowed to marry her. Or a person who's maybe get, and he said he can't marry her if he brought the get, but find Nechtim. What would happen if that shliach, with that chacham, were to marry her anyways? So what would the din be? That's the question we keep asking. Kanas mahu shayotzi. So Rav Kana amar, kanas motzi. If they get married, they have to get divorced. We don't let them stay married. Rav Ashi amar, kanas eini motzi. If they get married, we let them stay married. They don't have to get divorced. So Tani lahu Rav Zuti, debay Rav Papi. Kedivrei ha'omer, kanas eini motzi. He taught that if they get married, we let them stay. The chacham doesn't have to divorce, and the shliach doesn't have to divorce her. They can remain married. So amulei rabbanan, the Rav Ashi, Gemara Osvara, is this a Masori Rebbe? You have a tradition from a Rebbe, or this is your own logic? Amelu Masisani, it's a Mishnah, which in essence, I guess, is saying a Gemara. It's a Masora that I have. What was the Mishnah? Hanitan Mishifra v'nishachra me'ovedes chacham v'nishkaira harayta lo yichnos v'im kanas ein motzi. So if a person was involved in any of these women and they convert, the din is that he shouldn't get married. But if they get married, they could stay together. Here as well, im kanas ein motzi. Alma, we see from here, says the Gemara, and we'll finish the top line of Chavava, birinana lomafkinam. I mean, what's the reason why we say the person was nitan al shifcha and she gets freed, he can't marry her? Because it just looks bad. Like the rumors about him earlier when she was a shifcha were true. There are rumors about her when she's over this chum were true. We don't want people talking about it. But if they get married, we can stay married. Rinana, there's no iser, and there's iser involved in the shifcha, but it wasn't like an ishish. It wasn't like the same magnitude of the iser. So they're just rumors and people talking. Okay, if they get married, no big deal. Hachnami here as well. The chacham was mati the isha. There's nothing between the two of them. There's no rumors about them doing something wrong. It was just, it looks strange. It's simply Renana, people just talking, gossiping. Lo mafkin, we don't make them get divorced. Just look at Rashi in the top Rashi, and we'll stop with this Rashi. Renana, mipnei rinan v'laz b'nei adam lo amrina lehodzi. Just because people are talking and it looks funny, that's not enough for reason to make them get divorced. V'lo dami l'nitan al ishizish. Tasim hal v'yitzu baila. The husband divorced her. That was a serious event. He divorced the wife because of the rumors. Mipnei zeh, v'halach zeh v'nasa, m'chur v'hadav. That's very, very disgusting to talk about such a situation. But if it was just, not to say just, but it was a shifcha over this chachavim, those rumors, those situations are not as strong. Therefore, if they were to get married anyways, we would let them remain married. Okay, everyone, we'll stop here and have a wonderful Shabbos and a good Chodesh.